And I will say this. There's a spectrum of false doctrine here. You know, what do they call it? Autism spectrum disorder? Isn't that what they call it? Because, you know, there's the guy who's totally autistic, right? And then there's the one who's like barely autistic. And then there's everything in between. So they call it autism spectrum disorder. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about repentance spectrum disorder. Okay. Now, this is a disease. Repentance spectrum disorder is a disease amongst independent fundamental Baptists where they start mixing in works with salvation. And they start basically expecting people to do works or to change their life around or to turn over a new leaf in order to be saved instead of just believing on Christ. Now, let me show you the spectrum of repentance spectrum disorder. Okay. And you know, this is a serious condition. On this end over here, okay, we have the truth. Now, the truth is always black and white. It's always clear cut. It's never a gray area. People always say, well, it's a gray area. Yeah, when you're wrong, it is. When you're right, it's black and white. Well, over here, this is where I stand. This is where Pastor Anderson stands. And you know what I say? I say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's what I say.
Amen.
Plain and simple. I believe that salvation, and look, it's really simple what I believe. Salvation is just all Jesus. All you got to do is just believe. I mean, you don't have to do any works. It's not about how you live your life. Look, if Jesus had his part and we had our part, we'd mess our part up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If we had to maintain a certain level of goodness in our lives, there's nothing to do with good, no, not one. We're sinners. Now, obviously, we should strive to do good. Obviously, we should repent of our sins every day. Jesus tells believers to repent constantly. But look, when it comes to being saved, it's one thing, believe. I mean, I'll take it to such an extreme. Well, the Bible takes it to an extreme. The Bible says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:5 tells us that even a guy who doesn't work at all, but believes, he's saved, sort of like the thief on the cross. He didn't do much. So over here is what I believe. This is just that faith saves. Okay? And that you don't have to repent of your sins at all to be saved. Repenting of your sins is something you should do after you're saved. It's something that we all have to do because we're constantly sinning and we constantly have to repent of those sins because none of us is perfect. That's what I believe. Over here, we have the extreme false doctrine. So that's just the right on pure doctrine of the book of John and the pure doctrine of the entire Bible. Okay? Over here, we have just total, utter, extreme false doctrine. Now, I would define this, and remember, we're talking about the repentance spectrum disorder, okay? I would define this right here as being somebody who says, you must stop certain sins in order to be saved. And believe me, there are people out there who preach this all the time. Baptists, independent fundamental Baptists. Independent fundamental King James only Baptist, independent fundamental King James only soul winning Baptist, so-called, that will say this. That you have to actually, and this is what, and look, this is a terminal illness, okay? Because, you know, on the repent, now this guy, he's as clean as a whistle. He don't even have this disease, okay? This guy over here, it's deadly. I mean, this guy's going to hell. I mean, if you're going to sit there and say that a person has to stop doing this and stop doing that. You must stop sinning in order to be saved. I mean, this guy is just preaching a pure works-based salvation, and the Bible's real clear. This guy's not saved. Plain and simple. Okay? Let me tell you how to diagnose this. Okay? Now, I realize that neither you nor I is a physician. Okay? We're not physicians. But, you know, even as laymen, we might be able to, we can diagnose this guy because he needs help. And we got to get the right diagnosis. Here's how I like to diagnose this guy over here. I ask him this. I say, well, what if a person drinks? You know, and that's just one sin. And it seems like that sin gets emphasized by this people who have this disorder. Okay. Now, look, I've never even tasted beer in my life. So it's not that I drink. I'm against drinking. I believe that drinking is a sin. Never tasted beer. Never been drunk. Don't know what any of that is even about. Okay. You know, let's say this guy, I'm sorry. Here's how I diagnose this guy. I ask him, I say, well, what if there's a guy who he likes to drink, right? and he hears the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this guy basically, he has no intention of quitting drinking whatsoever. He's going to continue to drink alcohol, but he admits that he's a sinner. He admits that he deserves hell. He believes that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and he places all of his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and calls upon the name of the Lord, but he's going to continue to drink. He has no intention of quitting drinking. Is that guy saved or not?
Yes.
Of course he's saved. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in him, it doesn't say whosoever believeth and quits drinking. And look, there are people who are going to drink until they die. Okay, and this guy will say, nope, unless he's willing to quit drinking. He's got to, in fact, he can't even be willing, he's got to stop drinking. Okay, and so I always say this, is that guy saved? And if they tell me, no, he's not, he can't be saved unless he gives that up, that just tells me it's a terminal case. You know, I might have to take his wife into the waiting room and say, I've got some really bad news for you. You know what I mean? And proverbial speaking, tell her, you know, the diagnosis is negative. It's you know, this is terminal illness. You know, he's got X amount of years to live, you know, and then it's eternal death, okay? But listen to me. Between here and there, there's a whole spectrum of false doctrine, okay? You see, this guy, he's saying, you got to quit drinking. Or, you know, you could use another example. This guy's living with his girlfriend. You know, then this false preacher over here, the guy who's a terminal case of repentant spectrum disorder, he's going to say, well, if this guy's not willing to move out from his girlfriend, he can't be saved. Well, that's not biblical. Okay. Should he move out from his girlfriend? Absolutely. Should he quit drinking? Of course. But to be saved, that's work salvation. Turning from your evil way is works, according to Jonah 3:10. But on the spectrum here, there's another step from this. From saying, you got to turn from that sin. There's another one that says this. You just have to be willing to turn from that sin. Right? You don't have to do it. You just have to be willing to do it. Who's heard that one? I mean, we've all heard. Now, you just got to be willing to turn from your sin. You don't have to actually turn from it, but you got to be willing to turn from it. I heard one guy say, you have to be so willing that you will turn. It's like, man, my head hurts. You know, listen up. But anyway, are you in John 1? Let's see if we can, maybe with just a little medication, we can fix this guy. Okay, this guy, it's, you know, he needs something serious. But this guy right here, you know, let's help this guy out with just some basic meds, okay? John chapter 1 will clear this up right away. Now, first of all, there's no verse in the entire Bible that says anything about if you're willing to turn from sin, you'll be saved. Okay, but look what the Bible does say about salvation. It says in verse number 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, meaning that they weren't born into it just because they're a Jew. When he says it's not of blood, he's saying it's not because you have Abraham's blood in you, you're just saved. No, not of blood. He says, nor of the will of the flesh. And look at this. People will say, well, it's not the will of the flesh, it's the spirit that makes you well. Oh, hey, how about this? Nor of the will of man, but of God. So is the will of man going to save you? Is your willingness going to save you, according to that verse? You say, well, that's not a very strong verse. Well, it's better than zero verses that you have to say you have to be willing to turn. Here it says, the will of man don't save you. Believing on Christ saves you. Your willingness to follow him is not going to save you. It's not going to do it. So there's a whole spectrum of people who say, well, you just have to be willing to be saved or willing to turn from your sins. You know what I mean? You don't have to quit drinking, but you have to want to quit drinking. Okay. How much do you have to want it? I don't know. See the gray area? Then as you go down the spectrum, well, you don't have to be willing to turn from your sin, but you just have to be really, really sorry for the stuff that you did. You know, and I don't remember that verse that said, be really, really sorry and thou shalt be saved. Be really, really, really sorry. And if you're not crying, I'm not sure if you're sorry enough. Okay, so there's a whole spectrum here. Now, look, I can tell you right now, there are people who are saved people who come down with this disorder. Now, anybody who's over here on this extreme, I would say, is not saved, never has been saved, because once you're saved, you'll always be saved. Anybody who's preaching that, that's just a false gospel. But there are a lot of people I've met that were saved that they got mixed up in this, and they started saying stuff, well, you got to be willing. Well, you got to be really sorry. You know, well, you do have to want to turn. You got to want it. You know, you got to want to do this right. You know, there should be a tear in the eye. There's got to be conviction over your sin. All these unbiblical concepts. You know, when the Bible doesn't even use the word conviction once, not even once. Did you hear me? Not once. Mm-hmm. Cover to cover. The only time it uses a similar word, convicted, is when it talks about the Pharisees being convicted by their own conscience. And they all died and went to hell. And they're the only people who got convicted in the Bible. And so, there's a lot of people that are on this spectrum that are saved. You know, I've honestly, there have been preachers that I listened to, that I looked up to, that I sat in the church of, that preached the gospel just like I'm preaching it tonight. They said it was faith, it's believe, it's all faith. And then later, I saw those people get mixed up. You know, not over here, of course, but, you know, somewhere right around here with it. And they started, oh, you got to repent of your sins. But they didn't mean that stuff. They meant this, or they meant this, or they meant this. And I didn't walk away saying, oh, those guys were never saved. Because, I mean, I knew that they were saved because I'd seen the fruit. They'd won people to the Lord, and they had preached it right, and they were good people. And I saw them start to get mixed up in this. Then they got rebuked on it. And then they went back to where they were supposed to be over here. Okay. So there are people that get mixed up in this doctrine and they need to be, you know, put back over here. They need some meds to get them on there. You know, it'll get them back to normal. Okay. So there is a spectrum here of what people believe. Now, let me just quickly show you one other scripture and I'll be done. Go to Galatians chapter number 2. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 2, Galatians chapter 2. And the reason I mention the spectrum tonight is because of the fact that there are a lot of people who they'll say the word repent or repent of your sins, and they're just repeating something that they've heard. Because so many preachers have repeated it so many times that they, like a parrot, just repeat what they've heard. Bah! Repent of your sins. Bah! Bah! Repent of your sins. Bah! And sometimes when you ask people, you know, when you need to do your diagnosis, you pull out your spiritual stethoscope and you say, what do you mean by that? Repent of your sins. And then a lot of times they'll be like, I have no idea. I don't even know why I said that. Well, don't you think believing's enough? Oh, yeah, it's all faith. You know, so that guy was basically like here. And he just needed somebody to just kind of shove him, you know, get back over there where you're supposed to be, man. You know? Quit rocking back and forth like you're autistic, man. Get back, you know, get back where you need to be. And so, you know, sometimes you'll go up to people and say this. What do you mean by repent of your sins? What is that supposed to mean? And then this is what they'll say. Oh, that just means you're supposed to admit that you're a sinner. Well, no, that's not what it means. But you know what? I'm glad that's what you think it means. Because honestly, I was afraid there that you were that guy for a minute. Because does a person have to admit they're a sinner to be saved? Of course. Because how do you believe on Christ to save you from your sins when you don't even believe you have any sins? That's why the Bible says if we say that we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word's not in us. I mean, that's clear. So a lot of times you'll talk to people and they're all the way over here. So, you know, you don't always have to flip out. Sometimes you can just correct them lovingly and just explain to them, you know, what do you mean by that? Repent of your sins. What are you talking about? And then sometimes, I mean, you know, repent of the sin of unbelief or something, you know, or, oh, I just meant admit that you're a sinner or whatever. But, you know, when you start talking to them and they start telling, yeah, I mean, you can't live the same way that you lived before you got, you know, you're not, that's when you know this, you're dealing with this guy. If you're still doing the same sins you were doing before you were saved, you're not saved. Well, you know what? Then nobody's saved. Unless you just want to pick and choose certain sins. But you know what? Even lying is enough to condemn us to the lake of fire according to Revelation 21:8.